welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Use your voice to naughty hit you.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're with the infamous and dangerous Eric Andrew Sinati. Eric A. Sinati. That's right. Who?
Eric Sinati, of course.
Right here on the Hostile Zone, coming at you yet another day, another week. Folks out there, I hope you had a great weekend and you are amped up for a brand new week. I am accompanied by the on-air vocal talent, Miss Bianca C-S-E-A, like the ocean.
Thank you. Bianca C, that's me. Hello, everyone.
Welcome to the show, Miss Bianca. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous.
How fabuloso? Are you today? You're doing fabuloso? Great.
Yes.
Wonderful. All right. So you have a good weekend?
I did. I had a wonderful weekend. I love hanging out by the pool, getting the nice sun breeze.
And that's it, a little sun breeze. Okay. So today, welcome to the show. The age of the epidemic in the age of misinformation in the digital age. That is the topic for the show this evening. So good evening. Welcome to the show. Again, without you guys tuning into the show, we are nothing. We thank you for that. We welcome you to yet another exciting and compelling episode of The Hostile Zone with your humble correspondent, Eric A. Sinati. Tonight, we're going to confront a widespread issue of misinformation in the digital age. Okay. Digital age meaning social media, text messages, websites, blogs, all of the ways that people could be passing along information. We will explore the factors contributing to the spread, its impact on society, and the strategies to combat false information. Misinformation is a concern that affects the collective understanding and decision-making process for all people, not just you, not me, everybody. So whether you're a trained professional in whatever area you might be looking at, or if you are Jane Q. Public or John Q. Public, you don't know. So it does affect society, whether you want to believe it or not. Our relevant quote for the day: an informed citizenry is at the heart of a dynamic democracy. An informed citizen is at the heart of a dynamic democracy. Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson was one of our famous founding fathers, emphasizing the importance of knowledge and truth for a healthy, functioning, and democracy.
At the Rembrandt Law Firm, we understand the importance of your constitutional rights. We truly care that we must get a client their desired result. If your freedom is compromised in any way, you call us. We do immigration, state and federal criminal defense, personal injury, bankruptcy, DWIs, family law, real estate law. We want you to be confident in our ability to represent you.
Hey, it's Eric A. Sinati, host of two syndicated talk shows on iHeartRadio. When I need a sharp look, I head to Quick Cuts. Susan, the owner, always nails it perfect every time. Mention Eric sent you, she'll give you a special deal. Call 910-371-5510 to book now.
Ever thought about turning your spare change into serious investments? Let me introduce you to Acorns. This app makes investing as simple as one easy swipe of your credit or debit card. With Acorns, every purchase you make rounds up and invests the difference. Watch your future grow one swipe at a time. Start small, dream big. With Acorns, every bit adds up to something significant. Download Acorns today, acorns.com/share, or use your smartphone camera and scan the QR code on the screen, or enter my referral code 56XJQPC. Again, referral code 56XJQPC, and get $5 for free compliments of me to start investing today just by downloading the app. Download Acorns now. I'm Eric A. Sinati, the host of the syndicated radio TV talk show, The Hostile Zone, right here on iHeartRadio.
Pew Research, P-E-W Research, did a recent poll. 73% of Americans think social media companies
are intentionally censoring political speech. I think that's actually a low number in the percentage. So I actually think it's more than 73%. I think that every American that they polled thinks that. I think that a lot of people don't tell the truth on the polls. It's kind of like, oh, they think somebody's going to win in an election, but they don't, because they did a poll. Doesn't mean garbage, because when you get in and close the booth and push the button, who you really want to vote for. But when you're outside, you tell the people, yeah, I'm voting for your guy. I got your guy, whatever.
You know, what? So, also, like, I've been talking to couples and stuff, and usually there was this one couple that I met that she would tell her husband that she's voting for one side, and she actually votes for the other.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, yeah, whoa. I'm like, I never.
That would not be acceptable in a Sonati household.
A lot of people do that.
That's question number one on the application for a female.
No matter what,
do you vote Democrat or Republican? What do you
do? I want to vote for.
I want to know. I want to know.
Nobody else knows but me and my finger pushing that button, and that's it.
Yeah, and the government, the agencies, they got cameras that are watching you from the top, because if you go in the booth, you close the curtain, but it's still open on the top.
So really? So I'm always being
worried. I don't know. I just said that. Now somebody's going to, I'm going to get botted and trolled on the internet for that.
You know what? Now I'm going to be like this. Every time I push the button, I'll be like this.
It's kind of like the creep that has like the mirror on his shoe, and he's standing behind the girl with the mini skirt on. Looking down at his shoe with the mirror, looking right up the girl's skirt.
OMG, now I know.
That's the three-letter agencies watching you everywhere. Like, they turn on any camera they want. So, shout out again, you guys, to War Terrorism.
I'm never going to, when I'm in that booth, I'm never going to be seeing that.
They're watching you on your toilet like seat, too. I'm going to get yelled at. All right, I'm sorry. We had to get a little fun, guys. It's fun. You know, it's 9 o'clock. It's Thursday night, ladies' night. You know, you're getting to do your thing. Hey, listen, you know, that's an interesting thing. I'm going off script here. And you're actually, it's not a script. It's my notes.
Oh, are you
going
to be one of those guys like, oh, we always have to pay to get it?
That's what I'm saying. Thank you. I call a spade a spade. In your face. That is discrimination. If I bought a bar, and I should buy a bar. When I buy the former sheriff's house and sell it, I'll buy a bar. So, because I'm still coming to your house.
Come on.
You may need that, because I understand federal prosecutions are very expensive.
I have 2 discounts right in front of me.
That is what makes me feel
I am obligated to get a free entry and a free drink. That's it.
I don't know about that one. I mean, we could ask the audience. I got somebody shaking. Do you have something to say on that? Say something. Go for it.
All the way. Yeah. This is my entry.
There you go. That's my entry. All right.
I don't know. I feel, and we have another audience member that is a male here, so he may actually agree with me. Folks out there, men, you might agree with me too. If I were to open a bar and I were to say, ladies got to pay $20, guys get in free, that would be discrimination, right? That is discrimination, because you're discriminating. I mean, please, we got all these numbers. I can't even know what they are. LGBTQ, and they got something added additional to the Q now, from what I understand. So with all of these, the woke culture and transgendered playing in sports and everything, why do we need to give a ladies' night anymore?
Well, you know, I say,
what defines a lady?
You should get a free drink.
What defines
Whatever
a woman?
You are, if you have boobs, you're getting a free drink. That's it.
So wait, if I go and I get some implants, so I can get a free drink?
Yeah.
All right. So the back to another statistic. The Anti-Defamation League says that there's been a 15% increase in online hate speech since 2023. So we're talking, that's a very large spike in 1 year.
That's a lot.
And we know, like, we got to talk here, America. Come to my show and listen. Here's some reality. We are Americans. There are so many nations out there that want to take us out. And I quote Lincoln all the time, but no one will take down America but America from within. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. So no one's going to take us out. They're not. Even if you wanted to get into strategy, you couldn't even get here. We got 2 bodies of water that you can't get across and get close. And we got continents on either side of countries on either end. You're not coming here. So unless it's a rogue terror act, or something stupid, we're not going to be invaded, but we could fall from within, and it's happened before. You don't have words, do you?
Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the brokenhearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For those they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Be. There will be an answer. Let it be. 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 Whisper words of wisdom. Let it be.
Song. What a great song. You know, I'm in the mood to hit another song out here.
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like the wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Could it keep it in? Heaven knows I've tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. let it go, let it go. Turn away and slam the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway. It's funny how some distance makes everything seem small. And the fear that once controlled me can't get to me at all. It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and break through. No right, no wrong, no rules for me. I'm free. Let it go, let it go. I'm the one with the wind and sky. Let it go, let it go. You'll never see me cry. Here I stand, and here I'll stay. Let the storm rage on. My powers flurry through the air into the ground. My soul is spiraling in frozen fractals all around. And one more crystallizes like an icy blast. I'm never going back. The past is in the past. Let it go, let it go. And arise with the break of dawn. Let it go, let it go. That perfect girl is gone. Here I stand in the light of day. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway.
At the Rembrandt Law Firm, we understand the importance of your constitutional rights. We truly care that we must get a client their desired result. If your freedom is compromised in any way, you call us. We do immigration, state and federal criminal defense, personal injury, bankruptcy, DWIs, family law, real estate law. We want you to be confident in our ability to represent you.
Hey, it's Eric A. Sinatti, host of two syndicated talk shows on iHeartRadio. When I need a sharp look, I head to Quick Cuts. Susan, the owner, always nails it perfect every time. Mention Eric sent you, she'll give you a special deal. Call 910-371-5510 to book now.
Ever thought about turning your spare change into serious investments? Let me introduce you to Acorns. This app makes investing as simple as one easy swipe of your credit or debit card. With Acorns, every purchase you make rounds up and invests the difference. Watch your future grow one swipe at a time. Start small, dream big. With Acorns, every bit adds up to something significant. Download Acorns today. Acorns.com/share. Or use your smartphone camera and scan the QR code on the screen, or enter my referral code 56XJQPC. Again, referral code 56XJQPC, and get $5 for free, compliments of me, to start investing today just by downloading the app. Download Acorns now.
Go on a dating app and you use Facetune, ladies, and men too, but when you use Facetune men and you're too, changing it, I never, ever did that. I never did. I only heard of that being in this industry now. I never saw such a thing before. I wouldn't dare put makeup on, folks. But, you know, we have to for the show because we're recording and filming. But, you know, it's different. It's just different. So we know, ladies, okay? So don't play games.
The background, actually,
and why do women always hold the camera on such an angle? I know why. That's the I'm overweight picture.
Oh, really?
That's what all guys knew. The guys knew that it was the all overweight picture. You know, Like,
boy.
Yeah, Mike, it was just literally like, you know, like, I don't know, like, it just, that you just know. You see it and you're like, yeah, that's not right. That's not where it's supposed to be. So anyway, moving forward with that. I mean, you know.
Oh my goodness.
Have you seen guys do that though? I mean, but you didn't have much experience with that.
No, I really didn't. But I've seen other people do it actually, because you can tell by the background. If you see people cinching, you could see some, like a straight line, like for instance, like a door, for an example. Right. If they're like taking a picture right in front of a door and you can see that the door is kind of like slantly in, that means that they were like scooching themselves to make them look smaller.
You know what? I'm going to add a little extra to that with you. I'm going to add a little extra on that one. You know, you just have to laugh at this. Like, we know when you're doing stuff. Like, when you post a picture, okay, and we're talking now, we're going with the newer stuff or the older stuff, and you know, whether you're antiquated and you're you know, other than if you're using like a, you know, the old school put an ad in the newspaper thing, we're not talking about that. That's like predating everybody. Maybe somebody on my production staff knows about that, but I'm not familiar with any of that stuff. But with your pictures, there's nothing worse than a girl who has a picture on an app or online, and she didn't even, like, she put a piece of tape or scratched out the face of a guy or their friends.
Oh.
Or they black out the face.
Or they cut out
crop the picture. Print it and take a scissor. Don't run with scissors, but take a scissor and cut it. And there you go. And then put the picture. I mean, because what it says to me, at least as a guy, ladies, is that A, you have way too many pictures with other people other than just yourself. And you know, why are you sending a picture on a dating app with your ex-boyfriend or even maybe your current boyfriend and you're cheating? And why do I need to see all your friends with black faces on them and X's on them and stuff? And it also tells me, when you're telling me you're like 35, and I'm thinking you're probably not, you're probably 65, because otherwise everybody's got Facetune and they know how to crop a picture. Unless if you're antiquated in tech, you should be able to solve that problem. So I know you're lying with your age too. And it may not even be a picture of you. And we're going to get into that in a little bit too. We're going to get into the catfish situation with the picture not even being them. But you know what though?
What about the guys and their height?
They lie about that.
They lie about that so much. And it's like,
well, I think it's the same thing with the angle. Like, like I'm 6'2". So like when I stand, it doesn't matter. You're not usually going to see my feet and my head at the same time.
Yeah.
Unless if it's a good far away angle. But you know, you can tell when a guy, you know, when they make sure that they just get you up here. It's the same with the heavy girl and the angle picture she takes. I don't want to say that.
I had a blind date that it was like a short guy, and I was like,
what do the girls do when they're heavy? Which way do they go? They go this way down, or what's the angle for the heavy girl in the picture? Down? They hold the camera up.
They always go like on the side.
On an angle, right?
On the angle. Their face is always on the side and an angle. And they always do like the duck.
And why does every
The duck face.
I hate duck face. Duck face. And you know what else? I don't need a picture while you're in the bathroom. All right? If you're going to take a picture in the mirror in the gym, make sure there's not a naked person behind you. Okay? And make sure that we don't see the purple so we all know you go to Planet Fitness. Because you probably don't even go anyway. You probably just went in to take the picture. All right. Anyway, I'm getting off on a tangent. But you know, the truth is,
like, so passionate about this. Sometimes.
It's kind of fun. We're having fun because you know,
guys do that too. You know,
I know.
Always go in the bathroom and they're like,
they flex up. It's like we do 20 push-ups before we take. I would pick a girl up for a date and I would park around the block and do like 20 push-ups and then pull up in front of the house.
Oh my goodness.
Just so I'm sitting there. The arm is a little jacked. You got the little extra vein pulsing out, and I'm grabbing the handle on the car, and hopefully it's a stick shift, so I'm slamming that gear around, flexing that muscle.
Well, speaking of the gym, you know, like, I used to have a trainer, and the trainer would hit on me.
Well, that's their job.
And it's like, it's so now.
As somebody who has done some exercise certification,
and it's funny
on myself,
because the guy looked like a Vin Diesel guy, and then you would never think that he had like a little freaking chihuahua.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
No.
I thought you were going to say he had a little... because he was at the gym and working out so hard.
Right? Yeah,
he's working out. He's working out. I am hit the bump. You are. I don't know where that came from, but I love it. We used to be in the gym and say that to each other. I am here to bump you up. What is that? I don't know where that comes from.
At the Ramrad Law Firm, we understand the importance of your constitutional rights. We truly care that we must get a client their desired result. If your freedom is compromised in any way, you call us. We do immigration, state and federal criminal defense, personal injury, bankruptcy, DWIs, family law, real estate law. We want you to be confident in our ability to represent you.
Hey, it's Eric A. Sinatti, host of two syndicated talk shows on iHeartRadio. When I need a sharp look, I head to Quick Cuts. Susan, the owner, always nails it perfect every time. Mention Eric sent you, she'll give you a special deal. Call 910-371-5510 to book now.
Ever thought about turning your spare change into serious investments? Let me introduce you to Acorns. This app makes investing as simple as one easy swipe of your credit or debit card. With Acorns, every purchase you make rounds up and invests the difference. Watch your future grow one swipe at a time. Start small, dream big. With Acorns, every bit adds up to something significant. Download Acorns today. Acorns.com/share. Or use your smartphone camera and scan the QR code on the screen. Or enter my referral code, 56XJQPC. Again, referral code 56XJQPC. And get $5 for free, compliments of me, to start investing today just by downloading the app. Download Acorns now.
I am telling you how I'm going. You're the best man I ever know. There's no way I could ever go. No, no, there's no way. No, 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 no way. I'm living without you. I'm not living without you. I don't wanna be free. I'm staying. I'm staying, and you, you're gonna love me. Oh, you're gonna love me. And I am telling you how I'm going. Even though the rough times are short, there's just no way, there's no way, there's no way for the same place. For the same time, we both share the same blood. We both have the same eye. And time, we have said. No, 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 no way. I'm not waking up tomorrow and finding that there's nobody there. Darling, there's no way. No, 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 no way. I'm living without you. I'm not living without you. You see, there's just no way. There's no way. Away from me, stay with me, stay with me. Stay and hold me, stay and hold me. Please stay and hold me. Listen and try, mister, try, mister. I know you can. Telling you.
way I could ever, ever. No, no, there's no way. No, 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 no way. I'm living without you. I'm not living without you. Not living without you. I don't wanna be friends. Staying, I'm staying. And you, and you, you're gonna love me. Yes, you are. Oh, love me, love me, love me, love me. You're gonna
great song. What a great song. You know, I'm in the mood to hit another song out here.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so crazy for feeling so blue. You love me as long as you want to, and then someday you leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the world did I do? What crazy for thinking that my love could hold you? I'm crazy for trying, and crazy for crying. And I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my life could hold you. I'm crazy for trying, and crazy for crying. And I'm crazy for loving you.
And I literally just watched the other day a famous, not famous, but a very renowned professor and financial analyst, Wall Street guy, Jordan Belfort kind of knows Wall Street. But this guy is a professor and a finance guy, and he was analyzing TikTok videos, and 90% and just TikTok. We're not even talking YouTube.
Okay.
But he was talking about like the garbage information that people were telling people, invest in this and do that and do this and that.
Oh my God, it's so much.
And he was doing that, and you know, saying, why would this person tell you that this is acceptable? You're not going to get rich, or this is not the smart way to do it, the better way to do it.
That's so true. And some people even make up about some stories on TikTok too,
like they go viral,
for,
right?
Yeah. For an example, like in Europe or something, if a leader that, you know, like they would lie about a letter.
Oh,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like for a fact that, like that. You that, know what I mean?
So and that's exactly what I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Because it has the ramifications for the public, like you're saying, because public opinion gets swayed based on what they read. So when we're coming into an election cycle, then if you put out a piece of information like the tumbleweed and the dust bunny, it's going to get shared and roll, and people are going to add automatically, like the telephone game. They're going to take out a couple words, extrapolate a couple words, or they're going to interject some of their own words and opinion into it. So it, when it, the tumbleweed gets to the end of the road, which is on your screen, what you're seeing is really not what was forwarded in the first place. And you have to wonder what was forwarded in the first place, if that was even true. It might have been. And if it was true, that's great. But like the tumbleweed in the telephone game, by the time it gets to your screen, it's been shared 3, 4, 5, 10, 20, 100 times, and people extrapolated or interjected additional stuff. You don't really know. That's why when you see it from sources on TikTok and YouTube, check to see the channel it came from. Like you, when you look at this show, you know you're getting fact with some opinion, but it's fact-based opinion. We're not just throwing out misinformation. And I always say, don't bot and troll me if I say something, because I know for a fact that I don't have the exact number, right, and I don't want to spread misinformation. There are strategies.
And that's noble of you, because you know most of the people that would tell the news and stuff, they really don't care, and they'll just like say it and blur it out,
right,
and not even apologize to saying like, oh, I was wrong about this fact or whatever, right. You know what I mean?
I want to be a good correspondent. I want to be a good on-air personality, a good journalist, correspondent, whatever, you know. I want to give you the best of what I have. I didn't come on here on this show to provide you garbage, and you're not going to come back if you're being provided garbage. Let's be real. So you have to identify misinformation. Let me talk about one point, and it's probably further down in my notes here, but I want to get it out of the way in the beginning. We were talking about this offset before. Mm-hmm. There is two different things that can be going on here. You have misinformation and disinformation. MIS, information, misinformation, DIS, disinformation. So misinformation versus disinformation. What's the difference?
Yes.
Right?
I was just about to ask, what's the difference? Because you never know, some people in the audience might not know.
And
it's a good...
It's a good tool.
Yeah.
And remember, the only stupid question is the question that somebody doesn't
how
ask.
How do you know if you don't ask?
You don't, yes. Right. And how do you learn? Right?
Right.
I mean, people are afraid to ask questions. But at the end of the day, folks, we all ask the question at some point. And maybe you didn't ask it to somebody else. And that is what some people are embarrassed about. But the question you don't ask is really the stupid question. And the loser here is you, because you didn't ask it and you don't know. And the other thing is, the only question not asked is the dumb question. Well, everything in life is a question.
Right.
When you get on the internet and you're looking up something, whether you be using a Google search, a Bing, or an academic site or whatever, you've already asked a question, folks. You've asked a question of yourself. You've asked yourself, what is this? I'm going to get the answer. Like you just said, you asked me. So I was your version of the internet search, you know, but
yeah. You're
still searching for it. So misinformation is when somebody puts out information that they believe to be true. They don't need that. They didn't do the proper vetting and the proper research. They didn't look at what it is that they were grabbing and repeating. And they didn't validate that it was real, that it was factual. So that's why it's incumbent on you folks and me and everybody, Miss Bianca, to validate the information that you're looking at. Because when you re-forward it, you're now providing misinformation. Because if you don't know it to be true, you're now part of this process. You're spreading information that's not accurate. That is misinformation, meaning you didn't do it on purpose. You had no ill will and you had no ulterior motive. You were not trying to hurt somebody. You're not trying to steer the public in one direction. You're not trying to be what they would say shady and do something. Now, disinformation, D-I-S information, Ms. Mm-hmm. Bianca, is when you put out information that you know to be wrong. And the purpose that you're putting it out is because you want to put out information to get the public to see things in the way that you want them to see it.
Right.
You know, so this happens a lot with the elections, you know, when you have like, let's look at any of the presidential elections. You have the, or any election, but presidential is the big ones. Or even like the COVID-19 stuff.
Oh, that was major.
People put out information. Is it real? Number one. Now, here's the crossover between dis and misinformation.
Okay.
Here's a cross. Because the disinformation somebody put out on purpose to lie about somebody, to ruin their credibility because they do have something that they want to tell the public, and they want to tell the public what it is that they want to tell. Tell you, I have been a victim of this because I put out information, I pull back the curtain, and I tell you what it needs to be told. And because of that, people lie about me so they can take the floor out beneath me or try to ruin my credibility. So this way, what I tell you, you don't believe or you think is not accurate. So where the misinformation and disinformation cross is, if somebody puts out disinformation about me to ruin my credibility or to hurt me, or on the upcoming election to lie about President Biden, or well, he's out of it now, but Vice President Kamala Harris,
yeah,
to lie about her, and somebody does that on purpose, disinformation, and it goes out, but then you reshare it, that's the crossover because you believed it. So you're not actually helping in disinformation. You're helping spread disinformation, but for you, it's misinformation. So is a cross. Gotcha. So disinformation means I intentionally am trying to hurt you. I am setting up a narrative, a public opinion, an idea about a person, a topic, or a candidate, or whatever. And then you, by not checking your sources, and I'm not saying you, but in general.
Yeah, like, really, if you look at something and you like it, and then you're like, oh.
Even just liking it. But even just liking it.
Yeah, it's believable.
Because you're
yeah.
helping the algorithm.
Right.
You're helping YouTube's algorithm.
Ramrand Law Firm, we understand the importance of your constitutional rights. We truly care that we must get a client their desired result. If your freedom is compromised in any way, you call us. We do immigration, state and federal criminal defense, personal injury, bankruptcy, DWIs, family law, real estate law. We want you to be confident in our ability to represent you.
Hey, it's Eric A. Sinatti, host of two syndicated talk shows on iHeartRadio. When I need a sharp look, I head to Quick Cuts. Susan, the owner, always nails it perfect every time. Mention Eric sent you, she'll give you a special deal. Call 910-371-5510 to book now.
Ever thought about turning your spare change into serious investments? Let me introduce you to Acorns. This app makes investing as simple as one easy swipe of your credit or debit card. With Acorns, every purchase you make rounds up and invests the difference. Watch your future grow one swipe at a time. Start small, dream big. With Acorns, every bit adds up to something significant. Download Acorns today, acorns.com/share, or use your smartphone camera and scan the QR code on the screen, or enter my referral code, 56XJQPC. Again, referral code 56XJQPC, and get $5 for free, compliments of me, to start investing today just by downloading the app. Download Acorns now.
Coming to the conclusion of the show today, the summary and conclusion, as we conclude this episode, it's very clear combating misinformation requires extreme vigilance on everybody's part. Your part, my part, everybody. The people that are putting out the information and the people that are reading it. The digital age presents both the challenges and the opportunities for enduring accurate and engaging information. We are in a wonderful time right now with the access to information. The digital age is providing so much to everybody, but it is a double-edged knife. You need to be cautious on what it is that you put out and you read. You must safeguard our society against misinformation and really disinformation. It's your duty and my duty to pay attention to that.
Absolutely.
So what does Sinatti say? Sinatti's call to action, as always, stay engaged. It's critical that you stay engaged. Reflect on your own consumption of information. What information are you consuming it, and where are you consuming it from? And make sure that your habits, and it becomes a habit, muscle memory, that you validate the information and you say, what I found here truly is what it is. Embrace these platforms. Embrace the tools. Embrace what is available to us today. The access to information is insane compared to what we had. And we are humans. Our quest for truth at the end of the day far exceeds any other feeling and any other thing out there. We need to seek truth. Everybody seeks truth. Pay attention. 360, 365. Keep your head on a swivel. 180 this way, 180 that way. Always be paying attention. With that, I thank you for attending the Hostile Zone yet another day, enjoying the commentary and the information. I hope that you took something from it. Special thanks to my co-host, the on-air vocalist, Miss Bianca C. Thank you very much. Remember to always tune in to the Hostile Zone, because we are on 7 days a week and twice on Mondays. We are on your FM dial, your AM dial, iHeartRadio, internet, satellite, every single podcast platform, and social media. The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com. The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com. Eric Sinatti at bbstalkradio.com. Bianca C-S-E-A at bbstalkradio.com. Don't ever miss an episode of The Hostile Zone. Pay attention. Look around. Just Google The Hostile Zone. You're going to find it. Our historic quote of the episode. Truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains to bring it to light. Truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains to bring light. Meaning, it's hard to tell the truth. But the truth will fight because it causes that pain is in you to put it out there because we seek truth. George Washington. George Washington obviously was the first president of the United States. I hope that I don't have to tell you that. But he always emphasized the meaning of truth and seeking truth and providing truth.
Wow, I didn't know about that quote. Wow, yeah. You just blew my mind about that.
Yeah, I tried to. So the funny joke of the day. Ready, folks?
Ooh,
right here.
Okay.
Why did the computer go to therapy?
Why did the computer go to therapy? I don't know why.
Because it had too many bytes of bad data. Woo!
Oh my Hold God, back that's it. So funny.
In your face.
So cute.
So folks, stay connected. Pay attention. The Hostile Zone, we're here for you. Reach out to us on email. Come back tomorrow. Check it out. You can find us anywhere. Miss Bianca, how are you going to close us out as always?
By singing the national anthem a cappella, of course.
A cappella, of course. Take it away.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the balls bursting in air, get through the night that a flag was still there,
and she's not going anywhere.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner